Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Let's stand as we read God's word, Genesis chapter 25, verse 7 to 11. Hallelujah. Genesis 25. This message is titled, Walking in the Blessing. Come on, say amen. And these are the days of the years of Abraham's life, which he lived 175 years. How many years is that? 175. Next verse. Then Abraham gave up the ghost and died in a good old age, an old man and full of years, and he was gathered to his people. Next verse. And his sons, Isaac and who? Do you know that guy called Ishmael? He was here. I'll tell you something about it. Ishmael. Listen to me. When your parents are old, you will be the ones to bury them. I just prophesied long life. Nobody will be missing. When your parents are 80, 90, 100, and you want to bury them, you will not be saying, my younger brother is not. Everybody will be complete. That means you will be prosperous. You understand? You won't be looking for money to buy coffee. You understand what I'm saying? But they'll be very old. They will be happy to go. Hey, he said his sons, Isaac, and who? And Ishmael, they buried him in the cave of Machpelah, in the field of Ephron, the son of Zohar, the Hittite, which is before Mamre. Next verse. The field which Abraham purchased of the sons of Heth, there was Abraham buried, and Sarah his wife. How many wives did Abraham have? How many? Okay, you said so. The one that gave birth for you is what? Okay. Yeah, now talk. And he came. I beg. Make I preach my message. And it came to pass after the death of Abraham that God. Excuse me. Wait. Go to verse. Where was that verse that had Ishmael and verse 9? And his sons. You see, this one and his sons is reported speech. It's reported they are telling you when, humanly speaking. Huh? Now they know say na in born them. Now waiting that they talk. People know. He said, and his sons, Isaac and Ishmael, they did what? They buried him. Go back to verse 11. And it came. You see, what heaven is always saying may not agree with your own. So you have to be sensitive. In this kingdom, in this race, overtaking is allowed. Aye, you didn't hear that one. I say overtaking is what? It's allowed. And I'll be the first, but you better park away. The overtaking is allowed. David was not the oldest. The crown sat on his head. He said that God blessed his son Isaac, and Isaac dwelt by the well Laha Rohi. Please take your seat. This message will be bloody. Hallelujah. The word Lahai Rohi means the well of the living God. The interpretation of Lahai Rohi is the well of the living God. So you need to understand that after God blessed him, David, after God blessed him, where did he sit? He went to sit by the well of living water. He didn't just get the blessing. He went to sit to be inspired, to allow the atmosphere of heaven around him. After every major breakthrough, the next person you see is the devil. But if you are smart, you will go back to your altar. The challenge of walking in the blessing, mostly that we talk about, that we complain about, I don't know what's going on in my life. Most of those challenges are not really God's problem. Most of the times, there are things that have to do with us. Many worry about the blessing. God, do your part. God, fulfill your word. And God is saying, you fulfill your own part. To walk in the blessing, you must be observant. Because on your journey, there will be major steps that you'll be required to take, and there will be minor steps. Are you hearing me now? There will be some things that God will want you to do. God will want you to do. Let me give you an example. God said to Abraham, I will give you a son. And see, let me explain something here. When you read the Bible, when you study the Bible, one of the things you will come in contact with is the character of God. Are you hearing me now? You will come in contact every time you see the way God relates with man, like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David. God is telling you how he behaves. So if you study those characters, some of you are just reading, some of you like reading all those story parts in the Bible. What you should be seeing is how God responds to man in any situation. Don't just say, I like David. There are people that don't like Cain. They don't like Jezebel. They believe Jezebel is a bad name. But there are people that don't even like the name Mary. They'll tell you Mary means bitterness. Huh? But God chose a Mary to bring the Savior. Are you hearing me now? So you don't need to change your name. If your name is Mary, it's a good name. Give it your own meaning. Come on now. Come on now. If your name is Linda, Linda means snake. What snake in Benin? I've forgotten. Ekwesu. What? Which one is Ekwesu? Is Igbo or? Is Igbo. Ekwesu. Hey. So if your name is Ekwesu, then you can put Serpent of God. You can change it. It's your name, because it's in your certificate. If you like, tell us your name is Machiavelli or something. It doesn't matter. We know you. You are Ekwesu. You see, what? Now, don't worry. If your name is Linda and you are born again, you will make heaven. Don't worry. You don't need to be afraid. You see, you must be observant. When God said to Abraham, I will give you a son, did God tell him that the year before that child will come, he will visit him? Now, there was another scenario where Abraham was becoming discouraged. Please hear me. Because these are the things that we deal with in the fulfillment of our prophecy and our destiny. And then we went outside and gave people the impression that God was lying. You see, what God has said, he has said, God cannot change his mind. God is God, he is not a man. But you see, there are certain things in between the prophecy and the manifestation that you will need to go through, because by the time you get to the manifestation, God wants you to look exactly like your prophecy. He wants the vision and Tina to look alike. So that every time people say, tell me something about a man that is about a success, you may just say, who can teach him about success? Somebody. Are you getting it? Are you getting it? Because when you look at him, you identify with a kind, do you understand? With a kind of life. When you look at, who is that man of God that God has helped? Your mind can go to Papa Adeboye. Because somewhere in your mind, he has walked with God to that point. Are you hearing me? So I'm saying between when the prophecy comes and between the manifestations, there are certain instructions God will not tell you, will allow you to discover. So what is he looking for? What you will do? Your response. So there was a day that Abraham was saying, God was talking to him, and he said, what are you going to do for me after I don't have a child? You are just giving me money. $45 million in Cayman Island. But then we have we just received $200 million from China. $200 million. Is this house boy that has been living in my house since he was three? The guy is praying for me to die. I know they are praying. He wants to inherit. And God is saying, this boy will not be your heir. You see, but it's easy for you to say you are hearing God when there is no risk. Like now, as you are praying, you are going at this one. Oh, Father, as we go to VI, as we go to Marina, hey, God, and God will just tell you, as you are going now, be praising me. Is there any risk? It's just praise now. But if God tells you that go and tell all your neighbors that you are getting married this time next year, and there's no brother. The quarrel you had with the last one is that the issue of your state. Say you are from Ijebu. Say you are from Anambra. That's the fight that broke the last one. The other one told you, say you only say your mind. You cannot. You know that some women, they say their mind, they look your face. And they say, you're always saying your mind, I want you to be gentle. And go and look for a gentle woman now. So, you know, God is telling you now, act your prophecy. Act it. Act it. So you now realize that now there's a risk. Because you are going to get to the hospital and tell your friend, it's next year March. You didn't tell us, no, I'm hiding him. I mean, God, I don't talk anymore. Anyway, where this guy? When I meet drag the guy, come out. I'm telling you that many times, the things we have to deal with between when God says, I will help you, and when the thing finally surfaces, there are certain things God will not tell you. He will expect you to use wisdom. God entered into a covenant with Abraham. But one year, before the manifestation of that thing, God came in the form of three people and was passing. He was going to Abraham's house, but he behaved like he was walking past the house. You see, because God will check your response. He will check your attitude. He will check, is this guy still angry? Is this guy still bitter? We have been helping people. We have not seen anything. You check your bank statement, debit. Then when the thing is now 1,000 minimum, but they still debit it. You didn't do any transaction. You saw 24 naira alert. 50 kobo. Where is the 50 kobo in that alert? You know, sometimes some of you think, I say, God, I have done this. I have done that. I have done this. I have done. Where is it? Now, so my own can't be. When your destiny is important, God doesn't rush you. Are you hearing me? If you are building three bedroom, it's not the same as when we are building skyscraper. So please be patient. Now foundation we still do. There is a time factor. The time factor, the period where you have to wait, when God is not saying anything. Listen to me. That day that God was passing with two angels on the road of going to Sodom, and Abraham said, come and eat. Abraham did not know it was God. The same way some of us are saying that, you know, sometimes in Lagos, begging is a business, and they have association. If you are not in this, our Maryland, you can't beg here. You understand? They have ESCO. So, in case you think they don't know what they are doing, they arrange, they organize. So you that you are saying, they are just begging. If you come there, even the ones on the island in VI, in Ekoete roundabout. Hello, good morning, sir. You see, even the dressing, we tell you. One of them has asked money twice. He's still traveling to the same place. I say, I know you. I gave you money last time. So then look at you, this one look like Christian. Say, shalom, brother. Shalom. So open your eye. It's not everybody you give money to. But I'm saying that God will not tell you this how we come. He will not tell you. So if you are the one that believes that it's just the association you are angry with, and you don't give. Meanwhile, the Bible instructs us to give to beggars. Now, God now attaches the prophetic word for the manifestation of that prophecy, 25 years old prophecy, to the declaration of a man you don't know his name. You must be observant. If you are not observant, you will miss out on major steps. Sometimes we try to choose what we think is the right thing to do based on popular opinion. You know, I was driving on the express, and then there was this guy that was just, you know, driving and going in between everybody on the express, and I was angry with him. Do you know the funny thing? When he finally got to the front of his bus stop, he just trafficated, drove in. Me, I continued. You see, we are not going to the same place. All that drama, after you speed, you will not roll the floor like carpet and carry it. We will still pass. The distance between that guy doing 140 and you doing 80 is not more than 10 minutes. Forget all that James Bond. I'm telling you that many times, if you are not observant, you will take your eyes off Jesus and you'll be looking at what God is doing in Tina's life. You'll be looking at what God is doing in David's life. Instead of you to sow into their life and say, I connect, you will be angry and be saying why, and God will say why. Because there are people that believe that it is their work to be correcting their boss in the office. There are people who believe it is their work. They are anointed to see the mistake of their boss. And then when they reach meeting, general meeting, Monday meeting, sir, I just want to talk about something. Is there any other matter? I want to talk about something. Last week, I gave you a check. And what you told us is that we should not do this transaction without carrying you along. But we gave you a check, and later we saw that you contravened the bank policy. I don't know, sir. Is there something you are not telling us? If you don't help me. Listen to me. Your job is not to assess your boss. I know you think you are right, but this is how to slow your destiny down. You see, before 1 Samuel 24, please, I need this Bible. God sent Samuel. He said, ordain this guy. But you see, between the time they poured oil on him, do you know what the scripture said? He said, when they anointed him, the Spirit of God came upon David and he became another man. Now, I thought that based on that, you know, do you know what really happened that day? Do you know who a Samuel is? Do you know what it means? Like if Pastor Kumuyi now, or Dr. D.K. Olukoya, or Pastor Adibe just walks in suddenly and said, don't speak to me to come here. I just drop mic. I said, I'm going to play song. I just prostrate. Drop anything you can, I just put on top of my head. No message, or if you like, be angry. I just come next week. Daddy say no, I'm not preaching. You know. Then you will say, oh no, my son, daddy. If oh yeah, take me. I'll follow you. I'll just be carrying your Bible. That is the kind of person Samuel is. When Samuel comes to your house, you don't say, who is that? Who is outside? Eh? Samuel that install king and remove. Kings are looking for him. One king drag is Shokoto. Eh? The thing now did, you know, it just tears small. Samuel just turned. Oh boy, you have to be careful with all these prophets. He just turned. Now you tear. The kingdom has been taken from. Excuse me. Look at the offense. And look at the punishment. God didn't come back to ask Samuel, ah, why you are wicked though? Why you punish the guy like that? The moment Samuel said it, heaven stamped it. That's Samuel. So when Samuel comes to your house, when Samuel comes to us and say, I'm looking for a king, eh? What's the name of that brother, the big one? Shammah. Is it Shammah? The first boy. Shammah. Eliab. Eliab. That Eliab, the Bible said he has shoulders. You know those tall and handsome guys? And with beards. It's not those people that are money misro though. When you see Eliab, you know you have met someone. But you see the current king that we removed. Now so the guy said, now so he gets shoulder. So God said, we don't want that one again. This Miss World, now ugly woman go win now. Hey! Have you seen someone who means my person? I should take win. You know? No. Give me 1 Samuel 24. I'm going to take 3 to 5. But you see, in between the time that God said, anoint David, anoint David, and the time that David finally found himself there, he had years of running for his life, almost died. He married person's wife, self. Do you understand what I'm saying? But God will not tell you that one. The only way is to keep walking with him, following him by faith. But look at something that happened. There was a test that God gave to him. Verse 3. This was when he was running. And then he got to this place in a cave and they saw Saul sleeping there. You see, I'm telling you, when God is giving you tests, you know they tell you. It's only your teacher. There are two people I hate in the class. Teachers that don't tell you when they want to give you test. Because we know they read until you don't they near. Then your class monitor or that girl that is always wearing eyeglass. Oh, guy, you know, give us assignment this week. Those two people, I don't like them. Then number 3, those where they write late comer. So, sorry, noise makers. So there was a time, my name, they stopped writing my name. You know why? I became the class monitor. When you make noise, then it's okay, you come do class monitor. Kilo day. But when I was making noise, they didn't know my destiny was in my mouth. They thought I was just making noise. They said, they keep talking. Look at that scripture. He said he came by the sheep coat by the way. Where was a cave? And Saul went in to cover his feet. And David and his men remained in the side of the cave. Next verse. Quickly. And the men of David said unto him, behold, the day of which the Lord said unto thee, behold, I will deliver your enemy into your hands, that thou mayest do to him as it shall seem good to thee. And David arose. Excuse me. What was the offense that Saul committed before they took the kingdom away? One of the offenses was that he cut the garment. Huh? I'm talking about foundational problem. The thing where do papa now won't do pikin. Saul offered sacrifice for without permission. He now worsened it by tearing the clothes of the man of God. And then that one he gave him a curse. Now, see the advice they are giving. The people that are behind you, see, they have come now. They said, see, oh, the Lord has given you your enemy. They will tell you to see the Lord. Hey, look at all. They are here. He said, today, God has delivered your enemy. Oh, yeah, killer. But he was afraid, but he was still fulfilling negative prophecy. The same thing Saul did, that he lost the kingdom. And you know Saul did it, he didn't feel guilty. This one now said he arose and cut off the skirt of Saul's robe privately. Next verse. And it came to pass afterward, this is after that, his heart. Ah! I don't cross my boundary. There are some mistakes. You will not know immediately. The moment you do it, something will just say, do you know what I'm talking about? You just submit the exam script. You don't remember now the wrong answer. You cannot collect it. The man don't look at you. Yes. Out. Submit. Out. You know those kind of teacher? The guy, he don't do anything. Now the same thing. At least they ordained Saul before he cut the skirt. This one never starts. That, I don't know if anybody's hearing anything. Huh? I'm talking about walking the blessing. The guy made a mistake. Verse 6. Quickly. And he said unto his men, the Lord forbid that I should do this, because after tearing the clothes, what was next was for him to kill that man. He said, God forbid that I should do this unto my master. You see, he repented. He now referred to the man. This man was trying to kill him. He said, it's my master. Ogamini. My Oga no fit get fault where I did. You see all these things you are doing in your office. See, this guy he was talking about was trying to kill him. He said, I cannot do this thing against my master. He is the Lord's anointed. Now for your man, they suppose here say, you know, get anointing. To stretch forth my hand against him, seeing that he is the anointed of the Lord. Please, if you don't understand this scripture, there was a day that David was ministering, and the enemy came upon Saul, and he took a javelin and wanted to pin David to the wall. Yet David said, he is my master. He is the Lord's servant, even though he knew that God has abandoned him. Character for the throne. Character for destiny. There are certain things. Before God put your prophecy in your hands, he will try your heart. You see, this God that we are talking about is very powerful. But see the way they are ruling us in this country. Go to that country. You just say, God, just keep quiet. They look inward. If it were to be many of us, the only time God intervened in the matter of this country was when one man, we prayed, and then he just collapsed like that. One military man. That's the only time, because the wala was too much. Some of you forget that there was a time we were using charcoal to cook food from start to finish. They never burn you that time. No, you're not going. I was among those looking for charcoal. You are using gas. Now it looks strange. When I got married to my wife, I was using kerosene to cook. All my pot, very black, but the food inside, very sweet. My wife came, pack all the pots. Yeah, just throw. Hey, you throw my pot. I said, no, I can't. I was offended. Because these pots have been faithful. I don't have too many friends. These pots have been loyal. If your rice burn inside, your concussion, if it burn inside, you scrape it. It's like party rice. All this one you are doing gas. You know the all those gas. You won't understand. We are having a wedding for Pastor David, our brother here. Let me celebrate him. So I've told them the burnt part. Amen. That's my. When you marry, that's until you will not have opportunity again. They will block you. They will lock you from the kitchen. What are the lessons I need to give you very quickly? In 10 minutes. I need to do this damage in 20 minutes. Please, I hope you have heard from me that when God gives you a word, he will not tell you all the things you will need to go through. So you will need to rely on the word of God and the guidance of the Holy Spirit to know what you need to do part time. If you make destiny decision with emotion, you will make mistake. Watch out for last minute rush decisions. Watch out for last minute rush decisions. People make mistakes there a lot. Oh, yeah. Let's do something. Bam, you do mistake. I'm telling you how to walk in the blessing. I've not even gotten to the Isaac boy. Number two, to enter into a new phase, you will many times need to let go of your legitimate past. There is a part of your life that is glorious, is okay. And God is saying, where you are going, forget about that one. If you cannot hear that one and start afresh, that other future, God will have to give it to somebody. Like I mentioned to you, I say when you read the scriptures, I want you to see the character of God. I want you to see the nature of God, so that when you decide to stand before Him, you are standing properly. You are not using your brain to calculate how God will move. Number three. Now, I want you to go back to Genesis 25, verse 5 to 6. Genesis 25, that was the scripture we read earlier, verse 5 and 6. That's where I got that point from. To enter into a new phase. Look at this, 25, chapter 25. And Abraham, go to verse 4. Verse 4, quickly. And the sons of Midian, look at this. So you got all of it that say he had another wife. He only had one wife. There's Keturah. And the sons of the Midian, excuse me, do you know who the Midians are? Do you know the Midians? The Midianites. The days of Gideon, their rulers were who? The Midianites. The Midianites were brothers of Israel. The son of Keturah, the son of Abraham, sitting side by side Isaac, they are brothers. But in the future time that came, Midian became a terrorist. The members of a man's, the enemies of a man's life will be the members of where? Of his own household. The Bible talk, I'm argue with it. He said Midian, Ephah, and Ephah, and Anok, and Abida, and Elder, and all these were the children of Keturah. Next verse. And Abraham, you see all these names, they gave you all the names. Then I said, but Abraham gave what? All that he had to who? He's wicked. Next verse. And unto the sons of the concubine. You see now, Keturah and her concubine. With the sons of the concubine, which Abraham had, he gave them what? Does that include Ishmael? We follow John Berry, Papa. It don't mean anything. And sent them away. Now, this is where I'm going. If you do not let go of your legitimate past, there are certain advancements you will never be able to make. The father knew that the people that will terrorize this boy, he has a prophecy on his head, will be these brothers. So he gave them, you say they learn work. Okay, take 5 million. Yeah, go now. Now. You can call 7 million. Take. Car business. Take. Go. As I'm giving you the go. Don't sleep. Go. He now allowed all of them go. Isaac kneel down. The blessing of the Lord that has journeyed with me. He said the blessing is not money. The physical things are a consequence. So that unction, he now transferred it. He now said, every other thing, house, estate, sheep, men, your own. Not all children are the same. He sent them all away. That was a tough but wise decision. And in your destiny, you will have those moments where you have to make tough but wise decision. You'll call and say, how long have you been here? Okay, it's time to leave my house. Did I do something wrong? Like that woman, wait in my house. That witch. Sir, I will change. I said, don't change. Go and continue your witchcraft. I don't want you to change. Just go now. You want to change? You want to use me as an experiment? Don't change, but go. He sent them all away. You see, God blessed. Go to the next verse, verse 7. God blessed No. I think that should be verse 11. God blessed Isaac after the death. That means that there were certain things God did not do. He waited so that people will not say he is living on his father's glory. And it came to pass after the death of Abraham that God blessed his son Isaac. And Isaac dwelt by the well Laharoi. What is Laharoi? Laharoi means the well of the living God. There are places God will bring you to in your journey that will bring succor to you. There are people God will bring into your space in your journey. They may not look like it, but there are people that God just put in your space that period to help you in that phase. Sometimes it's not really money, it's just someone to talk to and somebody to pray with, somebody who just has that time, and you can always open up and your secret stays safe with that person. You are just there. It's not really so much about, you know, the person may even be having his own challenges. It's just like Mary meeting Elizabeth. Two carriers of uncommon children. Mary can't talk to just anybody. Already she's a suspect. Say that fine girl. You say you don't get well. What you not go see today? All of them are church. I say the other guy said now shining day. I know I did talk. I usually come to church every time. You sure say she get well? You go soon. You go see her stomach. So you have to find your company. Not everybody, including your best friend, not everybody will understand your prophecy. So don't bother. The one that told his brother his dream, they threw him inside the pit. They wanted to kill him. Leave it. Laharoi is the place of fellowship with God. Is the place, I said the first is the well of living water. Number two is the place of fellowship. After you have received prophetic word, after you have received instruction, you now sit down with God. God, what do I do now? My father is gone. There's nobody to help. What do I do? The place of fellowship. Number three is the place of inspiration. You, in those moments, you need places you can be inspired. Sometimes I remember in those days, sometimes after I leave the office on the island, I'll just go and sit by the hotel beach and be watching the waters. Just be getting inspiration. Sometimes asking myself, what is the next phase? But God knew that the next phase was not due till another 3 years. I remember many years ago, I traveled to Akure, and I saw my friend who is a prophet, and I said, what? I just did do this work. She said, God, no, call me again. He said, God said, go and rest 5 years. That God said, has given you 5 years. There are some friends God will put in your life. They will give you accurate prophecy. Say, God said, go and rest 5 years. Omo, when I hear rest, that rest is not sleep. Oh. It's not to be watching film. Oh. It's rest, but it's not rest. I started going to cinema. We watch Avengers. We do so many things. Until one day I slept on the couch in my parlor. And I saw myself in a vision. In a new auditorium. And then I heard a voice. Say, this is the place that I spoke to you about. This is the city of refuge. I opened my eye. They don't find me, Congo. You won't work for God. Don't worry. You go walk there. You go walk there. They say, come and preach. I know I'm preach today. You go preach. You go preach. You go preach. They go carry your body for that place. You preach again. You want to preach? Oh, well, God will call you. God told me he's going to call you very soon. You preach. The place of inspiration. You need those places in your journey. Whenever you just want to withdraw from people, and I will come back and preach on a message, and I title that message, The Mystery of Withdrawal. When God requires his servants to withdraw. Remind me. Laharoi is the place of clarity in the place of instruction. Certain things that God has said to you. It is when you are settled with him alone, he will now be bringing understanding, not necessarily telling you new things, but you begin to understand some things clearly. Do you understand? You begin to understand some things clearly. You heard it, but now you are understanding. And there are some understanding only time can give you. You cannot force God to explain. It is only time that will show you. And please, I want you to hear this one. Isaac did not just depend on his father's relationship with God. He took deliberate steps towards knowing God. The same Laharoi in Genesis 24 and verse 62. The same Laharoi. It was later, thank you, sir. It was later that I realized that even this Genesis 24, 62, 24, that this Laharoi, it was not after Abraham died that Isaac started going. He had been going there before. You see, everybody will withdraw to his secret place when challenge comes. And Isaac, look at it. Isaac came from the way of the well of where? Laharoi, for he dwelt in the south country. Next verse. Any other verse? And Isaac, Isaac went to where? To what? To meditate. Laharoi is the place of inspiration and meditation. That's where God will be explaining certain things to you. You can't do some things in that office. You need that place. Maybe once a month, once in a quarter, you just withdraw. Switch off your phone. Switch off your phone. Don't buy data. Don't check the latest clothes. Don't wear makeup. Wear long gown and stand before him. 3 days. You start Friday night after you come back from work. Saturday morning. Sunday. When you finish on Sunday, then tell your pastor, "Pastor, just pray for me." Don't tell him anything. Just tell him, "Pray for me." Laharoi, the place of meditation. He said, and he lifted. He went out to meditate in the field at the evening, in the eventide. And he lifted up his eyes. You see, when you meditate, you will see things. You will observe. Things will be clearer. He said, and he saw and beheld the camels coming. This was how he married his wife. He found her in the place of meditation. He didn't say because his father went to arrange. He stayed in his own secret place. Likatomaya. Zerikata. He didn't say, "Oh, Pastor Benga said he will call that man for the job for me." She still stayed in her secret place. Likapaya. Lisota. The will of God is done. Yekata. If you are lazy, you can't fulfill destiny. If you put your hope in a man, you'll be stranded. If anybody says he will help you, it doesn't mean you should go and sleep. It means you should enter into your secret place. Enter into Laharoi. Yikataya, reketebo, zikataya, so that God himself will select the doctors on that day. So that God will select the doctors. And 1 year nurse will not come and mess up everything after 9 months. When we're going to have our first child, the doctor say, "Hey, madam, I can't hear the heartbeat of this baby again." No. I don't know if you remember what I was saying. Say, "We will cut you, we'll cut you." I say, I beg. Try and make you push one more time. I beg. Don't go into forced labor. Don't let anybody cut you. Just walk with God. Isaac didn't just arrive there. He didn't just depend. Do you know that word, Laharoi? There's the last three letters. There is ROI. I'm not talking about David's company. James. ROI funds. Where is James? I'm not talking about James' company. There is one of the names and character of God. It's called El Roi. The one who sees. The one who sees in the secret. And determines who needs to be promoted. The one who sees in secret. And says it is your time. The one who sees in the secret. So that time when he was going to Laharoi, he was going for an engagement with the one who sees. Man may say, "I am not qualified, but if I can stay long enough." There is one whose name is El Roi, the God who sees. He sees everything you have been through. He sees everything you have suffered. He sees your tears. He sees your pain. He sees the rejection. And then he says, "It is your time. It's your time for a lifting. It's your time for a miracle. It's your time for a breakthrough. It's your time for a new level. I don't know what I'm prophesying to. It's your time. It's your time. It's your time." El Roi, the God who sees in the secret, rise to your feet. The God who sees. We have a God who sees. The God who sees. The God who will reward. The God who will...